Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, several times over the last month or so, we have heard the phrase that we are looking into a jobless recovery from this recession. And for so many people, that is very, very disheartening news.
Well, what many people are saying, Dave, is that although the economy may begin to grow again, meaning we have positive gross domestic product, multiple quarters in a row, a positive growing economy, no longer a recessionary or near depressionary economy, that it's going to recover without adding more jobs. Jobs are going to be lagging behind the economic recovery, and no one really knows for how long, but it does appear it's going to be a long, difficult dry spell for jobs to be added as we go forward. So it's important to think about reinventing yourself, especially if you're those in the unemployed ranks. And I love this article that we found in USA Today, and they ask a simple question to people who were formerly unemployed, who are now being reinvented in a new way. This question, have you found the recession a blessing in disguise? Mm. And it's actually very encouraging how many people said, yes, I would not have made a change unless I was forced to. It was out of necessity that I had to try something different. And I'm really encouraged by these stories, Dave.
Well, Chuck, and I am too. In fact, I found this article very inspiring because these are people who didn't just stay with the place that they were in. All of them took something that they had secretly in their heart that they had a passion for and launched into, if you will, by faith, into a completely new venture, not only employed by themselves, but in a completely different industry.
And they got there different ways. One had a new idea. She wanted a recession-proof business. And her rationale for starting this new business is that no matter how bad the recession may get, people are going to continue to spend money on their children. So she started a pinata business, making better pinatas based on some prior knowledge in her life. And she's making a good go of it. So be encouraged that you too can turn to the Lord and ask Him, what is the new idea that He might give you to help you reinvent your career?
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to today's guest, Marshall Kiemer. And Marshall is a faithful Money Life listener who not only got out of debt, but is using his resources to fulfill God's purposes for his life. And you'll love his story. We'll be back in just a moment with more of Money Life right after this.
Of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Marshall Kiemer. Marshall is from Walla Walla, Washington, and an avid supporter of Crown Financial Ministries and a great example of allowing God to use whatever you have to fulfill His purposes. Marshall, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Chuck. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you married, and how long have you been married? If you are, tell me your story.
I am married. I'm married to Julie Sanders Kiemer, and she is a beautiful Norwegian. We've been married since 1995, and so that's been just a great experience.
Well, I know that you have a testimony about how God put the two of you on the same page in regard to finances. Did you and Julie get married and have some different views of money?
We did have a little different view. My wife was fortunate enough that her parents had worked with her, and she was able to enter our marriage without any debt. She had everything squared away. I, on the other hand, had created quite a bit of debt going through school with some school loans and some credit card debt that I'd used to kind of finance my personal needs through school, as well as a car loan when I came into our marriage. So I had a little catching up to do and some education to learn.
So over the last 14 years of your marriage, what's happened to that debt?
We have been able to completely eliminate all of that debt and make some large progress on getting our home paid for.
And what brought that about, Marshall? What was the defining moment for you when you realized that you needed to be on the same page and you needed to get out of debt?
I think that I had started to hear some of Larry Burkett's messages back in the mid-90s and actually had become a supporter of that ministry even back then. But I think for me, it just was a learning process of trying to sort through taking the principles and actually applying them. I think I still had in my mind the idea that you could use debt to get ahead and investments, and that as long as you were making progress that way, that debt was okay. And it's just been a kind of a gradual but steady process of kind of changing my thought process in that area.
Well, have you regretted being out of debt, Marshall?
No, never. That's been a great thing.
I've never had anyone say, yeah, you know, I really wished I had a whole lot more of it.
No, not at all. It has allowed us to do some very critical things in our life since we've been debt-free that have just been fabulous.
Well, the Lord provided a fairly unique circumstance for you to get debt-free. Do you mind sharing that story with us?
Yeah, I think that what was helpful to us, and for me particularly, was some leadership, particularly through my father-in-law, who continued to impress me by his example the importance of being debt-free. And he came to my wife and he said, you know, I really want to help you get out of the bondage of some of this consumer debt that you guys have. And he said that he would be willing to work with us and give us a no-interest loan that we could pay back rather than the higher interest rates that we were paying and get debt-free. And I think the reason that that really worked for us was the reason that a lot of people don't like to borrow money from family is that when you borrow money from family, you are accountable at the level that they are. But it made us really think about any new purchases and determine if that was the right thing to do. And through that process to eliminate that debt and eventually be completely debt-free.
I cannot imagine being in debt to my father-in-law. What was that like?
Well, like I say, he was very gracious about it. And even through that process, we continued to make some purchases. He enjoys working with cars as well as I do. And so we did some business deals together that turned out to be quite profitable. But he was really more of a mentor, I think, for me, in that I would run ideas past him and say, what do you think about this? And really helped teach some of those principles that Crown supports and advocates.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to impugn my own father-in-law because I love him dearly and he's a godly man as well. And as I listened to your story, I realized that there are cases when the Lord provides wisdom and counsel and, as you say, mentoring right in our own family and the resources to help us on this journey. And it sounds like he has taught you a great deal by what he's modeled for you.
Absolutely.
Well, Marshall, I know that you've gone on to apply God's financial principles in many areas of your life. What are some of the things that have transpired since you've gotten out of debt, and how are you allowing God to fulfill his purposes through you?
Well, I think there are a lot of different areas. One of the areas a few years ago, my wife Julie and I have always given a full tithe of 10%. But we felt like as our income increased that we needed to be giving more back. And so we started to increase that percent each year. And we've been doing that now for 4 years. We're at 14% of our gross income that we are giving for tithes and offerings. And we have found that the easiest way to do that is through my employer, who just makes a direct deposit into a checking account. which we then use that checking account to pay to our local church as well as to a lot of the other things that we like to support, like Crown.
So you've set it up almost like an automatic deduction from your paycheck, like anything else that comes out of your check automatically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's simple and it's easy, and it just worked great for us.
Well, I know that you've gone on to become an instructor on behalf of Crown. You're a volunteer teacher of Business by the Book, and you're in the process of becoming a volunteer Money Map coach. What motivated you to get involved to that level, Marshall?
I think with the Business by the Book, I had heard the original tapes that Larry had done and was so impressed with that. And at the time, I was working with a business person who really had followed those principles, even though I don't know that he had specifically heard them from Larry. So I shared those with him, and we both just really resonated with that process for running a business. And when the newer DVD series came out, we decided that that was something that we wanted to share with some of the other business people in our community. And so I was able to do that in a small group and hope to do that again in the future.
Well, I know that you've allowed God to lead you to do many interesting things with the resources He's given you and to fulfill His purposes for your life. And one of those is called the Sunbridge Community Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Chuck, a number of years ago, some of the local churches in our area decided to purchase a retirement home that had gone out of business to have a place where we could provide lots of different programs to help people with various needs.
Well, Marshall, I want to hear more about that when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with Marshall Kiemer.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of 6 short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Marshall Kiemer. Marshall, you are a great example of someone who has lived out the message of being a faithful steward, and you look for every opportunity to use God's resources for God's purposes. And this community center is just a great example and one that I wanted our listeners to know about. So would you tell us more about the Sunbridge Community Center?
You bet, Chuck. The opportunity came up for my boss, who I was working with at the time. He became aware of a building that was for sale, and his cousin was involved in the nursing home business, and so had looked at this building but determined that it wasn't able to be used in that capacity. And so we started to brainstorm and dream about a building that could have all kinds of different ministries and community service things happening in it. And we were looking at the price and trying to figure out how could we fund the operations and the utilities and management of that organization. And we realized that there was one of the churches had a thrift store that they had been using, typically on a weekend sale type of basis, to sell items that had been donated. And we realized that with a larger facility, we would be able to have more hours for that thrift store, probably bring in more donations, and manage the expenses from that building. And so we began to think about that, as well as realize the immediate need in our community for several different organizations, including SOS Medical Clinic, which provided free medical services, but they were losing their place and needed a new place to call their home. So we started to put all that together, started to negotiate with the seller, and were able to finalize a deal. We're able to go to some of the local churches and come up with the financing and move ahead with that project. The SOS Medical Clinic was able to move in just a couple of days after their previous lease expired, which we just felt was a real answer to prayer. The thrift store was able to move in not too long after that and start to sell things from that. And those proceeds from the thrift store have continued to provide for the expenses of that facility while we have continued to have more and more different kinds of programs and things happen there.
Well, I also understand that there's a radio station that is housed in that same place. Is that correct?
There is. That is the plan. The radio station was actually housed at my previous place of employment, but that is in the process of being moved to the Sunbridge Community Center, and that's where I listen to Money Life.
That's what I understand. So all this comes back home.
Absolutely.
So that's how Money Life is able to be broadcast in Walla Walla, Washington. What a great story. You know, you saw an opportunity there with a nursing home that you could turn into a multi-use center for outreach in the community. And I just love what you've done, Marshall. And most people might stop short of pursuing an idea like that because of the fear that they couldn't fund it. But God has actually taken your ideas and they've worked, and now the center funds itself through the sale of these items in the thrift and gift shop. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what's amazing is that the initial purchase of that building has been completely paid for since 2005 when it was purchased. There are some additional small pieces of property that have become available around the center, which we've been able to purchase and will be used for parking and will allow us to have the kinds of groups coming there that we want. We were also able to purchase another home, which we hope to use as a daycare facility that's just nearly adjacent to the building. And I think another thing that's going to be exciting about that daycare is the possibility of having childcare in the evenings for some programs like the God Provides film series, which we will be starting to present there at Sunbridge next week.
Oh, I'm very excited about that, Marshall. And who will the audience be at Sunbridge when you use this new film ministry tool? Who will be watching?
I hope a variety of people from lots of different backgrounds. It's something that we have promoted in some of the local church newsletters. It's something that I'm promoting to my colleagues at work, as well as our friends. And I think it's something that will be the beginning of a series that we will be presenting more than one time. I think it's something that will be an ongoing, regular type of a program that we can have there.
Just a constant in your community as a form of outreach, right?
Absolutely.
So have you seen the films yet, Marshall? Because I know they just came out. You couldn't have had them very long. Have you had an opportunity to watch any of them?
We have watched several of them, and both my wife and I are so impressed with the content as well as the questions that go along, and we just look forward to sharing those.
Well, I want to help you promote that. So if
Excellent.
You're listening to this program today and you're in the Walla Walla, Washington area, I want you to get in touch with Marshall and Julie and determine how you can get involved in this premiere showing in this community-based outreach at Sunbridge Community Center to see the God Provides film series. Marshall, how would they get in touch with you?
They would call the Sunbridge Community Center, and that phone number is area code 509-529-3100. And they have office hours at this point, Tuesday through Thursday, and you would call and just let them know that you would like to attend that program. Our plan is to have a little bit of a soup supper so people can just stop by on their way home from work and grab a bite to eat, and then at 6:30 we'll actually start the program.
Well, Marshall, I want you to let us know how it goes. Will you call me back and share how the audience receives this new film experience?
I would love to.
You know, Marshall, I've so appreciated having you on the program. God bless you and Julie, and thank you for being so faithful with what God's given you.
Excellent. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate your ministry.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area. Or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last segment, let's just go back over the discussion you had with Marshall today. And there are some really great takeaways.
Well, Dave, I think there's some really great takeaways. We've always said on the program that we want to introduce you to people who not only believe that God's ways are the best ways, but they're actually living that. And Marshall is Exhibit A. You know, he did something that I think is very, very important, and that is he allowed someone else to help him. He got assistance to get out of debt. And many times we're afraid to ask. We're afraid to go to anybody else for help. But Marshall did that. And I would encourage you, do what it takes to get out of debt. Now, he did something that's very unconventional, and it's not something I recommend to everyone, but he borrowed from a family member in order to reduce his interest payments so that he could make more progress to get out of debt. Now, it turns out that was a very good thing because of their family dynamics, and his godly father-in-law was helping to mentor him, and it was his father-in-law's willingness to help that made it all work. So they ended up with the great relationship, and everybody was blessed through that process. So first is do what it takes to get out of debt. Secondly, he didn't just get out of debt so that he could do whatever he wanted to do. He used his resources to fulfill God's purposes for his life. And I heard over and over the joy that he has and his idea to have a community outreach using the God Provides film series, running it one night of the week, every week throughout the year as a way to reach people in the community was just a great encouragement to me. And there's one more thing that I took away from Marshall's testimony. Marshall has been involved with our ministry for a long time. He was listening to Larry, he was listening to Howard, and now he's listening to Money Life. But his testimony is that all of these things that have happened to him were not instantaneous. It took some time. It took a period of being very focused and very faithful to what God had called him to do. And no matter where you're starting on that journey, you too can end up in the same destination where Marshall is. If you will be focused and faithful, it's going to take some time to accomplish such a big, big change in your life. Getting out of debt, getting financially free, being in a position to reinvest God's resources into things that are lasting and meaningful will take some time. But be encouraged that you too can accomplish that. And I also want to thank all of our financial partners, because when you hear a testimony like this, here's what I'm thinking. I hope you're encouraged that what you're investing in through this ministry is you're seeing the long-term fruit of it and its multiplication. I so appreciate you standing with us and allowing us to serve the body of Christ for such a time as this.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And we are out of time for today's broadcast. And for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.